Welcome back to another episode here in About Islam. My name is Nahila Morales, and today we're going to talk about something very important, some practical tips for new Muslims. So I want to give you a few seconds to go ahead and share this out as you are coming in. If you know any new Muslims that can perhaps benefit from this. So we are going to be sharing out as well, inshallah. And this way, you can also, if you have any questions, if you want any tips or anything specific that you would want me to answer, please feel free to put it in the chat and I will be answering, inshallah. So, assalamu alaikum, welcome. We are going to give it a few seconds just to make sure we give an opportunity to our viewers to share this out, as this is a very important topic, like all the other topics that we talk about here in About Islam. So please do share out in your pages, inshallah, so others can benefit. And you can also, bismillah, you can also get rewarded for it. Again, my name is Nahila Morales, and I've been a convert, a revert, for quite some time now, alhamdulillah. And so I'm going to be talking about tips about, you know, when you enter the faith, and perhaps you may have friends or you may have some colleagues, or your family comes with questions and they have, and you may not know those answers. So hopefully today we'll cover everything. It's a very extensive topic, mashallah, but it's a very important one, as we know that Islam is the fastest growing religion worldwide. So I'm in the US, and we know that many people come to the folds of Islam, alhamdulillah. And so we wanna make sure that people have some tools and some tips as they are coming into the faith, and make sure that bismillah, they're being welcomed and not overwhelmed. And that's the key here, right? As an ummah, we need to make sure that we're taking care of one another. And one way to do that is by educating ourselves, first and foremost, and understanding our faith with conviction. So again, today we're going to be talking about practical tips for new Muslims. So if you have any new friends that are new to the faith, or perhaps you have friends that are curious about the faith, and this can be shared out to them in the future, bismillah. So first and foremost, I think it's quite important for us to understand that this journey that we have embarked, or about to embark, if you're not Muslim yet, is that it's a lifetime journey between us and Allah, right? So that's very important to establish early on. And why is that? Because faith goes up and down. And so it's important to understand that it's not a one day or a 1 week or a month, or it's a lifetime journey. And so just like anything else, there's some days where we're in a good mood. There's days where we're having a rough day. You know, you have always something to come back. And that is, the first tip is actually our prayer, right? And we've talked about this a lot here. So being able to establish that prayer, it's so important, because it will help you with your emotions throughout the day. We pause 5 times a day to worship our Creator, but more than anything, to shut out all the noise that is happening in our lives. And sometimes it becomes very overwhelming, especially as new Muslims, right? We have tons to learn, and we get overwhelmed very easily. So it is extremely important for us to make sure that that relationship is always there. That way we're able to navigate those emotions that happen throughout the day, throughout the years, throughout the months, and what have you. Is it easy? No. So that's why the next tip is to make sure that we talked about mentorship last month. And so we need to make sure that we are going to the right individuals that are right for us, right? So that we're seeking for advice, but we're seeking it, right? So oftentimes we get all kinds of advice, And it becomes very overwhelming because people are giving us advice according to whatever they believe is what we need. And we know exactly what we need. So we need to make sure that we set boundaries, healthy boundaries, where we know exactly what we need as converts, as reverts, new Muslims. You know, if you're struggling with Salah, you are going to look for that individual or that sister, that brother, if you're a brother, brother, sister, sister, that you know that they're on their deen, that they're praying, that they're inviting you to the masjid, that every time you're together, Salah comes in, that, you know, they invite you to Salah. So this is what you need. And this is the type of individuals you need in your life in order for that iman to continue to be balanced, right? And this is so important. So number three is balancing everything. And while so many things happen when we embrace Islam, there's so much noise, such as you got to change your name, or you got to get married, it's half your deen, or there's just so much thrown at us. And so we need to make sure to set those healthy boundaries in order to have a balanced life as we are coming into our new way of life, right? And so along with that, we need to set a pace that works for us, right? So we understand that Islam is vast. It's an ocean. And we're not going to learn everything overnight. And that's something that we also need to make sure that we establish that mentally. That way it doesn't take over our emotions when we are not learning Al-Fatiha fast enough, or where it's taking longer for us to learn the prayer in Arabic. So make sure that you set that pace, but also don't get too comfortable, because when we get comfortable, Shaitan comes and whispers. And it's a bit dangerous, right? Because we get comfortable. We're like, Allah is merciful. Allah, you know, we start making excuses. And so those excuses become a sense of laziness for us. Some of us become too comfortable, lazy. And so it's we start, you know, falling into a dark place. So make sure that we are running at our pace, but not getting comfortable in the sense of becoming lazy. And so along this this first part, also, I want to mention how important it is to be honest. Be honest and sincere with yourself, right? So if you know that you are struggling with perhaps, and prayer is one of the hardest things to actually establish, because this is something that you're doing for yourself, right? You're doing at your own time. You're doing, obviously the prayer comes in and you have to be sincere. You know, is this more prioritized? Is this more important? Or can I stop 5 minutes and do my worship, right? So be very honest with yourself. Be very sincere with yourself. And that will help you balance and carry the pace that you want as you are setting those boundaries. And I think that's so important. And I'll pause there for a minute, because we tend to fall in a way where life gets really busy. And so we understand that this is the one pillar. You know, first is our shahada. We've taken our shahada, mashallah, and it's wonderful, and you feel on cloud nine. But the second pillar is, you know, the prayer. And so it's very important for us to establish that early on and make that a habit early on. And we talk about this almost every month. And why do I talk about it? Because I see this, you know, falling and being short, and especially the reverts that I work with, you know, in the organization that I co-founded, Embrace, that sometimes people have not established their prayer, and so they feel an emptiness. And so one of the things that Islam does give us is that seal, that feeling of the fulfillment that nothing can give us except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that pause that we do five times a day. So that's why I mention it, and that's why it's so important to be honest with oneself and be very sincere. And be very sincere why you're doing things, right? So are you only praying when you are with people, right? Because you want people to see that you are practicing. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all knowing. He's all aware. So he knows exactly what we're doing, when we're doing, for what we're doing it, right? So be very sincere with yourself and make sure that that sincerity is only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why I mentioned this and I paused there, because we have to be very frank with oneself in order to be able to benefit in the hereafter from all those good deeds and obviously have established our prayer. And so in the second phase, I wanna talk a little bit about, you know, when we come into this faith, we tend to compare ourselves a lot to, you know, whoever, Maria, Aisha, you know, Lori, whoever. We tend to, subhanAllah, we tend to compare our journey. And so we need to remember that we all come from different walks of life. And so we cannot compare our journey to anyone, because our journey is our journey. And so we need to make sure that we are not comparing ourselves, our wealth, our level of knowledge, right? If you just came into the faith, you can't expect to know everything that perhaps someone that's been Muslim for 20 years, you know, to know that, because you just came into the faith. And so as long as you're sincere with everything that you are learning and you are implementing it, then that's all that matters, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what we're capable of, right? And he will never give us anything that we can't handle. And so obviously the invitation of coming to Islam is already a beautiful gift from our Creator, right? That he has chosen you and I to come into this faith and be part of this faith, and so this way of life. And so it's important for us to never compare ourselves to somebody that is, you know, more wealthier than you, because wealth comes in many ways, right? Some people are wealthy, and that's all they have. They have money, but they might be very poor in their faith or in their religion or in their practice or in their implementation. So never compare yourself and always count your blessings. That's so important for us to make sure that we practice that attitude of gratitude every single day. Just look around and say, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, for absolutely everything. The fact that we are awake, that we wake up in the morning and that we're giving that second chance is a blessing in itself, right? So never compare yourself to anyone. You never know what that individual is going through. And, you know, I heard this long time ago, some people are so poor that all they have is money. And just think about that for a second. Some people are so poor that all they have is money, because their hearts are empty. You know, they are not grateful for what they have. And so they still feel empty. And so when you have Allah in your daily practice, in your daily life, and you're very God conscious and your dhikr is on point, your remembrance of Allah is on point, you're filthy rich, because that happiness, that joy, no one can give you. This dunya can't give it to you, right? And we have to make sure that, inshallah, you know, we understand that this life is temporary. We should never feel very comfortable in this life, right? We're supposed to be travelers. Talking about travel, you know, some people get to travel, some people never get to travel. So it's important that, you know, we do establish that early on as well, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, I believe is in Surah the Spider, where Allah tells us to get out and get to see, you know, what has he created, like his creation. Get out and see his creation. So it's very important for us to see and admire the trees and the sky and hear the birds and just appreciate everything around us, whether it's a walk to the park, that's traveling, right? Or we travel to the masjid, we walk to the masjid, and along our travel to the masjid, you know, not only are we getting rewarded for walking there and going to the masjid and praying congregation, but we are appreciating Allah's creation. So traveling doesn't always mean that you have to go somewhere very far. Traveling means that you appreciate what you have in your backyard, right? Just the fact that the sun came out, that the sky is blue, that perhaps you have some fruit in your backyard, and the birds are benefiting from it, or you can pick it and take it to your neighbor. There's just so much to when we think about, you know, traveling, and when we think about gratitude. another thing that we take for granted and we don't think about very, very frequent. And the Prophet said that there's two things, you know, that we need to be very mindful of, and that's our health and time, right? And so being healthy, that's a richness in itself. And it's so important for us to make sure that we're taking care of ourselves, taking care of that body that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And so, you know, when you are sick, also be very grateful, because it's a means of purification. So whether you're healthy, you're sick, always alhamdulillah, but make sure that you don't take your health for granted. And so if you're healthy, and these advice is for myself first and foremost, get out there and exercise and eat healthy, drink a lot of water, hydrate yourself, because we only have one body, right? And so our bodies have rights over us. And this is something we don't think about very often. And so when we are healthy, we need to make sure that we're doing everything we can for the pleasure of Allah. You know, if you're healthy and you're able to help others, make sure that you get out there. If you know of volunteer opportunities, make sure you go and not waste time and help those in need. And if you're sick, you know, make sure that you are being grateful for that opportunity of purification. We as believers, you know, we always say alhamdulillah in good and in bad, because there's always a lesson in everything. So the next point is, you know, we don't think about this, but, you know, the youth and our youth goes. And so as we become older, we become a bit wiser. And so make sure that you enjoy and appreciate and are grateful for every stage of your life, and appreciate the youth for what the youth is, and respect the youth for the things they are doing, they're capable of doing, you know, help them out as new converts. You know, we are involved all together. And so make sure that we are giving everybody's rights. And as we're learning about this faith, you know, we need to learn that everybody has rights, the young, the old, and so never feel like you're out of place. I know that some of my best friends are much older than I, because there's a lot of hikmah there. There's a lot of wisdom. And so these individuals Allah send my way as a new Muslim, because they have things to teach me. So make sure that you sit with both the youth and the older generations, because we have a lot to learn from, especially since we come into the faith at different ages, right? Some of us accept Islam in college or in our teens, while others, we embrace Islam at a much later time, whether it's our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. I mean, I've seen people come into the folds of Islam at 75, you know. So Allah guides who He wills whenever He wants. And so it's important for us to make sure that we have a good community, and we don't shunt away from that advice from the young and the old as new converts. The other thing I think it's very important, but not don't overwhelm yourself, is make sure that we are educating ourselves. So if you come into the folds of Islam and you are in college, don't leave college, because you still need college, right? But make sure that you insert that knowledge that will get you to understand your new faith and allow you to have that conviction that you need to be able to convey the message of Islam. So it's important for us to maintain our college, if you're in college, because I know a lot of MSAs are giving dawah, and a lot of people are coming into the folds of Islam through school. So don't ever think that you are going to leave school and that you have to just learn Islam. It's both, right? So you are going to, if you're not married, you're going to need a job in order to support your family. So it goes hand in hand. But education is important. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about that later. So that's just the second portion in a nutshell, right? So don't ever compare your journey to anyone. Make sure that you are grateful with what you have and what you're going through. The next portion is about setting priorities. As new converts, we need to make sure that we set our priorities early on. And we need to make sure that we understand that when we came into the folds of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave us for everything in the past, and we are on a new slate, right? And the only way to maintain that slate is to make sure that we don't associate anything or anyone with Allah. So make sure that you're always, your tawheed, your oneness of Allah is very on point. And I will highly recommend to learn Surah Ikhlas early on, inshallah, so you understand what Allah, who Allah is. Allah is one, right? And so making sure that we understand early on that Allah does not forgive shirk, right? Associating partners with Him. And so we may come from different walks of life where luck was always the way to go, whether it was a lucky charm, whether it was whatever it is that you thought was helping you. And as believers, we know that the only source that helps us is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to make sure that we prioritize and we leave all of that aside. And that's one of the things that I see very hard for individuals to let go of those habits. But it's important because, again, that's the one thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to forgive. We talked a little bit about prayer, and so we need to make sure that we continue to prioritize. And I've said this in the past, even if you don't know the prayer quite yet, make sure that you set 5-10 minutes, you know, five times a day where you just, you know, have this meditation as you're learning your prayer, but make sure you make it a habit. So that way it just, once you learn your prayer, it's just part of your life, because prayer should be on the top of our list, right? Of this priority. And so also prioritize what type of company you have around you, what type of friends you are making. And we talked about not shunting away from young and old, but make sure that they're people that are going to enrich your journey. Right. And what do I mean about that? Like I said earlier, if you know of a sister like that is, mashallah, always inviting to good and forbidding the evil, then these are the type of individuals that you want to make sure that you connect with and learn from. Right. But if you know that someone's always very negative and is always, you know, still cursing, is still doing their own ways, then obviously you want to kind of make sure that you prioritize what's more important, because the Prophet, peace be upon him, he tells us that we become who our friends are, right? So it's so important for us to make sure that we are surrounded by those who will invite us to good, remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. And then obviously knowledge, we're never going to finish or, you know, learning everything of our deen. So it's important for us to have that connection with, first and foremost, the Quran. Don't wait until Ramadan. Don't wait until, you know, that once a year you go and grab your Quran. Make sure that you establish that connection with your creator through his book. Even if it's one ayah that you read a day, one verse, even if that's it, after Fajr or whatever prayer, Isha, wherever you are, your downtime comes, it's important for us to establish that connection. And so the knowledge will come as you get to know your creator, learn his 99 names. So important to know who our creator is through his 99 names. And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that whoever memorizes the 99 names of Allah will enter Jannah. So this is actually something good that we should be looking forward to or trying to. And again, these reminders are for myself first and foremost. Another thing that is very important along this journey is obviously to be consistent. And I can't stress that enough, to be consistent in every which way possible. Unfortunately, we tend to fall short almost immediately, right? Because that hype goes away once, you know, you're alone, or perhaps you live in a rural area, or perhaps you don't have the friends that you wish you had. But ultimately, all we need is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And we need to make sure that that connection is established and make dua. Dua is the weapon of the believer. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send you those individuals that will help you grow in your deen. So that's important. So we want to be consistent in our practice. We want to practice Islam as much as we can. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, he who loves my sunnah loves me, and he who loves me will be with me in paradise, right? So we want to make sure that we are consistent. We are consistent with our practices. We are consistent with our daily responsibilities and priorities. Now, moving along, inshallah, and again, there's a lot to cover here because obviously in a period of 15 years for me, I've learned different tips and tricks and what have you, not only my own experience, but working with converts and what has worked for them. So the other tip I really want to stress today about is respecting our parents, right? And making sure that we don't break those ties. And so we have to be soft and we have to be gentle. And we have to remember that just like this is new for us, it's new for them. So we should never try to shove this deen or this religion or our new way of life into our family. We should try our best to implement, again, that consistency and show our character. Make sure that we show our actions and we show our character, and they will see how we have improved. And so one of the hadiths that comes to mind is that we need to remember, right, that Jannah, heaven, lies under the feet of our mother. So we have to make sure that we never break those family ties. Very, very important. And obviously, we've mentioned the whole finding a teacher, finding that mentor. It's very important for us to do that. The other thing I wanna mention is to try to stay away from any type of debate or arguments, right? Try not to argue, especially if you're so new that you still don't have the answer for it. And if somebody comes to you and asks you a question about your new faith and you don't have that answer, it's more respectful that we say we don't know. And I'll tell you from my own personal experience, I remember going to Mexico and I was very new into the faith. And I remember an uncle of mine was asking me a lot of questions and I didn't know those answers. And I said, you know what? I can't just tell you what I think, what I feel, or what I believe. I have to come with facts. That's what my faith teaches me. So I'm going to have to get back to you. And years later, he told me that one of the things he respected the most about me was the fact that I said that early on. So important for us to make sure that we say, I don't know. I don't know, and I will come back. Bismillah. So don't ever argue, don't ever debate. It's really not necessary, inshallah. What else? Let me see. Yes, the other one, very important, maintain your identity. It's so important to maintain our identity early on. I come across so many individuals. Just last week, I remember one sister was referring to another sister as a name that I did not know. And she says that's her Islamic name. And there's no such thing. You know, we don't need to change our name if it doesn't have a bad meaning or bad connotation or what have you. So, you know, if your name is, John, Mary, or Lori or whatever your name is, you don't need to change it. If you choose to change it, that's completely different. But don't ever allow anyone to come and implement that on you because it's not necessary. So it's important for us to be able to maintain our identity. And this takes us back to the whole boundary aspect of it. Knowing yourself and knowing how to set those boundaries and say, you know, I like my name. As a matter of fact, my mom, you know, loves this name. And so we don't need to change that name. It's very important, inshallah. What else? Let me see. avoid loneliness. Again, you know, for me, I know when I'm feeling a certain way, I look for sisters, I look for company, I go to the masjid, I go to events. So make sure that if you have that opportunity, that you go and seek that, because when we enter Islam, we're so vulnerable, and shaitan is always looking for that opportunity to whisper, right, and take us back. So make sure to avoid that lonely, being lonely, or not having those individuals that will help you and uplift you, inshallah. I know this is, you know, if you like, if you want, inshallah. I know for me, I find a lot of peace at the mosque. And so one of the things I established early on was going to the mosque on Friday. It's been very important. It has always been very important. So try to go if you're able to, if you know, you're able to go during your lunchtime or what have you, or speak to your boss, or, you know, you're able to insert that time to going to the mosque on Friday. It's one of the most special days of the week, inshallah, if you're able to. Let's see. There's just so much to cover. I'm just trying to make sure that I covered the most important things. Yes, the other one is avoid rushing into any marital situations, right? I remember the day I took Shahada. The first thing I was asked after I said my Shahada by an auntie, and I'm sure it was well-intended, was she asked if I was married. And so it's important for us to make sure that we learn our deen, we learn our rights. Right, we need to know our rights and what we're getting ourselves into before we move on to the next step. So I think I'm going to stop here, and perhaps we'll have a part two, just because there's a lot, and it's important for us to keep these short in order for people to not lose their focus when it comes to these important tips. But I hope this was helpful, inshallah. If you find it helpful, make sure to support About Islam. It's very important for us to support these means in order for us to continue doing these type of talks. Make sure to share this out, and make sure to be kind to one another. It's very important to be very kind to one another. You know, in Surah Hujarat, which is chapter 49, and the verse is 13, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm going to paraphrase, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us into nations and tribes to get to know one another, right? Because this surah is a Madani surah, and when it was revealed, it was a little into the ninth year of Dhul Hijjah. And so a lot of people were embracing Islam. So similar like us, a lot of people were embracing Islam. And I want to leave that as your homework, to read this surah. And basically what Allah is teaching us in the surah, three things: how to deal with our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how to address him, and how we should conduct ourselves. It's so important because, you know, people like myself, I had never heard of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So it's important to know who he is and what level, what status he has with our Creator. So I want to encourage everyone to please go ahead and read this surah. And then, you know, the second portion is, it talks about between ayah 6 and 12, it talks about brotherhood. You know, and so this is also very important as we are entering this faith. What does it really mean, brotherhood and sisterhood? How are we supposed to treat each other? And then lastly, so it's divided into three parts, and it's only 18 verses. So I highly encourage to please go and read this. Basically, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically tells us, you know, the nature of faith. And so I'm going to leave that as homework for all of you. Chapter 19, read it, ponder, and implement it. Until next month, my name is Nahila Morales. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.